Hey, you're home already? What time is it? No way, it can't be already. Oh, I told myself to just take a nap, and then here I am, hibernating. Oh God. I'm still really tired. This is what happens when I hibernate. I just feel more tired and. Yeah, you can clean up and go to bed. I'll just stay here for a bit. No, I just want to meditate for a little while. Yeah, I'm meditating with my eyes closed. What's good for you, meditating and just calmly breathing in and out. Hey, why don't you do it too? Yeah. Come here. No, come here. You sleep right next to me. Yeah, our sectional has enough room, I'm pretty sure. Come on. I mean, I know we're both squishy, but our squishiness is not too squishy. Come on. There we go. No, you smell fine. You smell like really you smell fresh. Okay, I admit. I admit my nose is a little plugged. Yeah, you know my sinuses is they're getting kind of clogged, getting there. But I can smell you, and you smell really good. Yeah, you took a shower this morning, right? Yeah, that means you don't have to take a shower again. I mean, you don't have to wash your hair again. It smells nice. Speaking of hair, can I pet your head? Well, stroke your hair a little bit. I mean, I'm already doing it, but I just want to keep doing it. It's so therapeutic, right? Yeah, I like getting my head pat too and my hair stroked. And I really like it when people braid my hair. Cause, I don't know, like up here at the roots. Yeah, up here. It's just, they're really, there's a lot of nerve endings up there, you know? Yeah, I learned this back at university. In my neurophys class. There's a lot of nerves here. That's why some people like having their hair pulled during specific situations. I know my heart's beating fast. It's because you're close to me, duh. And I was just laughing, so that's why. What's up? Well, we haven't done anything because, I mean, we're both busy. And I know when you get stressed out, I don't want to force anything. And when I'm stressed out, I still like to do things, but I like being considerate. Why you want me to be initiating stuff more? What should I say? Wanna fuck? Sorry, you know I'm not romantic. Never was. I never was romantic. Except that one time when we went and walked my dog at the park. Oh, that was so romantic, right? And we're holding hands, and then my freaking dog saw a squirrel and then started running, and then I tripped and then fell in the mud, and you were laughing at me. Oh, God. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Oh, God. Yeah, so much for a first date, right? So, to answer your question, no, it's not because I don't want you anymore. It's just we're busy, and I know it's been a few days. Okay, it's been a week. Okay, it's been 2 weeks. I mean, I don't want to force anything. Come on. I know. You and I both know that you and I both like men and women, but trust me when I tell you that I like kittens way more than puppies. If you get what I mean. Do you understand what I meant? Kittens. Kitten, a kitty, then a puppy. You know, I know you don't like being called that, but you got it now? Come on, I'm the dense one here. Here I am, saying embarrassing stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, I've always liked kittens more than puppies. I do, I really do. And, I mean, you're not a kitten, you're a cat. I like cats more than dogs. I mean, I like both cats and dogs, but leaning more towards cats. So there you go. Well, even then, I like fluffy cats. I don't. Okay. I won't lie that when I see a nice body, they're aesthetically pleasing to look at. But when I'm holding someone, or when I when I'm a sad fucking drunk, or when I'm just really tired, all I want is a nice squishy body. Like your squishy body. You're not too squishy, you're not really not squishy. So I really like you. Yeah. Like this squishy part of here. This squishy part down here, and these squishy parts right here. What? Am I turning you on? I didn't mean to, sorry. If you really want to do something, then we can, but we don't have to. I mean, you're tired. You know, I'm always up to do things. You just have to whisper in my ear, "Hurry up and fuck me." And then I go, "Oh, she wants to fuck." Okay, I'm just gonna roll you over under me and. You're so soft and squishy. Can I just sleep on your breasts like this? They're so nice and soft. Now I know what the obsession is about breasts. I'm not good at building up stuff, but that was pretty good build up, right? Can we do really Louis thinks now. To be honest, I've been like super horny ever since you woke me up. I swear to God, I'm not a teenager, but I just had a sex dream. Yeah, I'm really wet. You want to feel how wet I am? Come on, give me your give me your finger. Yep. Slip it through. Yeah. I'm wearing. Sorry, I grabbed your underwear. Yep, I'm that wet. I didn't touch myself. I mean, I did grind on a pillow and thought of you. What should I start with? Why don't you tell me what you want? Or should I just direct you and tell you what I want to do to you? You like being told what to do, right? Oh, did you have a hard day at work and you need to be told what to do? Yeah, you've been a good girl at work. And you just want to come home, be spoiled by me. You want to receive head pats, hair strokes, and ass squeezes. You want to be praised and spoiled. That's it, isn't it? I know it is. I know. That's why I like spoiling you. I like making you feel good. Because it makes me feel good when I know that you feel good. I want you to keep your clothes on. And just lay there. While I just do everything for you. It's okay, I can take care of myself. Well, maybe later I'll let you take care of me. Maybe later I'll tell you to use your pretty fingers to touch me. And if you do it wrong, then of course you're gonna get spanked. Anyway, I won't be mean today. I won't be mean. I'll spoil you. As always, you know I'm so nice to you. I love your squishy tummy. Yeah, nice and squishy. So soft. Your skin is always so soft. Oh, I envy you so much. Having such nice, soft skin. Your perfect stomach. I love sleeping on when I feel sick. And then your breasts. Oh my gosh. Your nipples. Your heart. How do you want it, Do you want me to touch gently? How do you like to be spoiled, huh? Well, I did say I was gonna call the shots today, so it doesn't matter. I think I'll just do whatever I want. Within reason, of course. I'm gonna spoil my good girl today. Ticklish. I know your stomach's ticklish. That's why I love kissing your stomach. And then kissing all the way to your breasts. And then licking your nipple. And then your other one. Oh, you're so perfect. Seriously, what did I ever do to deserve you? God. I think I'll focus down here. What do you think? Let's do it. Wow, your legs are really tense. I could feel it quads are tense right here. And then your hamstring. Wow. Should I just give you a quick leg massage? Let's start with your right leg. Yeah, I'm really good with my thumbs. Really good with my thumbs and my fingers. I told you, I like massaging people. Oh, so tense. Let's move a little bit to your inner thigh. Less tense over here. Ooh, am I hitting a good spot? Yeah, I can tell. I can feel a little knot right here. Let me just loosen up your inner thighs, okay? I promise it's gonna feel so much better later. Moving closer and closer to your pelvis. And your outer thighs, down towards your knee, and then behind your knee, you know, your ticklish right here, right? And then your calves. I really like the shape of your calves, you know that? Yeah, you know, it's not something people really say. But I really like the shape of your calves. They're really hot to look at when you wear heels. Especially when you bend over. When you wear like a skirt and you bend over, I just take a good mental picture of your legs. Like, I swear to God, now I know what the obsession with legs are. Because, your legs are something else. I fantasize about you straddling me and grinding yourself on top of me. That's what I imagine. Okay, other leg. I think we'll start with your ankle this time, and then we'll move up to your pelvis. Yeah? Here goes your other calf. Pretty tense up here, huh? I can feel a knot. Careful now, you don't want to pull a muscle. Those are incredibly painful. And then your knee. Then inner thighs. Ooh, feels nice right here, huh? I know mine gets really tense. What? No, I'm not doing anything weird. What are you talking about? I'm only focusing on this part right here. What? Is it too close to a certain area? No, I'm not trying to tease you. I'm only trying to release the tension between your thighs. Okay, I think it's okay now for you to take off your pants. I think it'll feel much better if you take off your pants. Yeah, so off they go. Oh, struggle here. Here, let me help you out. Yeah. Ooh, sexy move. Sexy. I love it. Love it when you struggle. Okay, cut it off. I'll just throw them over there. No, I'm just kidding. I'll fold them. I'll fold them so they won't wrinkle. Wow. Nice panties you got going on there. I like that color. That's my favorite color, actually. It's just, no need to take off your panties too. We'll keep them on, and if it's necessary, we'll just move it to the side. Doesn't it feel just a little bit naughtier when you keep your panties on? me check what you have going on between your legs. Yeah. Wow. I am impressed. You're wet down here. I only massaged you for a bit, and you're already this wet? Oh my gosh. Oh, that's my girl. I love it when you get so wet for me. It honestly boosts up my ego. Of course, I won't lie. Laughing is good for you. That's why I always laugh when we do even low-weight stuff. Because laughing is really good for you. It releases oxytocin, makes you feel better, and it's natural to laugh. Laughing is healthy. So, laugh with me, okay? What should I do? What do you think I should do? I wonder how swollen your clit is already. Let's take a peek. Not too swollen, but it's okay. We can work on that. Because I know what kind of things you like. I know what you like to feel. I know what you like to hear. I know what you like. I know what kind of things you like done to you. Okay, spread your legs a little bit wider. You can rest them on my shoulders. Don't worry. I like feeling the weight of your legs on my shoulders. And I love it when you squirm every time I just blow on your little clit. Oh, it's so sweet. Seeing you just squirm like a good girl. Just for me. You know why I like kittens more than puppies? Because they're just soft. Squishy. I love taming kittens. Kittens have a way of acting sometimes. I mean, all kittens are different. But I like taming cats. And cats act as if they're uninterested in you. Some cats are so needy. And I know that when a cat is in heat, all you have to do is look them in the eye, get behind them, get close to them like this, kiss a few times. And they'll be putty in your hands. I like to work a bit. Puppies are a piece of cake. All you have to do is just run a fingertip down and up and down and up. And rub little circles on their two friends. I like you a lot, so don't feel like I don't like you, okay? I really like you. I like every part of you. Definitely this part right here. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's alright. Come on. You can pull my hair a bit. I like my hair pulled too. I love it when you pull my hair when I'm down here. And I like it when you kind of squeeze me with your thighs. I do. I really like that. So if you tremble and shake a little bit, and if you need to pull my hair, you could do it. I'll let you do it today. I won't tie you down. I won't tie you down like usual, but I'll let you squeeze your thighs. I'll let you pull my hair. I'll let you guide my head by pulling my hair. I like that. I'll let you do that today. I'm spoiling you today. Oh yeah. You better not hold back on your grinding. I love it when you fucking grind your pussy on my face. I love it. So don't hold back, okay? I mean, you don't want to be really loud too. Our neighbors might hear. But I'm sure my girl will be moderately loud. You better not get too loud, or else I might just take off your panties and stuff them in your mouth. Or I might just make you go on your knees, face down your pillow, and fucking eat you out like that. And if you scream too loud, I'll just spank you every now and then. How about that, huh? Another day. That might be a little bit too intense for you tonight, baby. Okay. Enough talking. Enough talking and more fucking, right? Yeah. What was that? Fingers. Well, sweetie, my fingers are busy pinching and rubbing your nipples. Sorry. I cannot find time to use them somewhere else. So you better be content with only my tongue. And my lips. Okay. Or else you might just get nothing but a pillow. You better be good and take what you get. Just be content with my mouth, or else I'm gonna make you hump and hump and hump. Good. Yeah, pull my hair and grind on my face. That's it. Don't stop. Don't stop until we come, okay? Just let go. Just let go of everything. Just let go of everything. Just come for me. That's it. Good girl. Good. Good. That's it. You can be as loud as you want. You can pull my hair as hard as you want. Keep coming, keep coming. Yep, come. Let go and just come. That's it. You can come anytime. Softens you want just for tonight, okay? It's okay, my tongue can hurt tomorrow, and it's okay. No, my fingers are staying on your nipples. They're staying on your nipples or going down to your waist. Like this. Come for me, come. Come right fucking now. I want you to fucking scream, okay? I want you to scream. I want you to grind. Grind on my face. I want you to pull my hair. That's a good girl. Good girl, good. Too sensitive for post-orgasm licks, huh? You know, I just love torturing you like that after you come. I love seeing you squirm, throwing your head back, and just eyes rolling to the back of your fucking head. Your chest just heaving up and down. You just clenching on the sheets. Well, in this case, they're pillows, right? Good. Good job. I just couldn't resist giving you a final kiss down there on your cute, sensitive little clit. Feel better? Come on, sleep on my shoulder. I'll just pat your head and stroke your hair, okay? Until you fall asleep. Don't worry about me. To be honest, I had a little session to myself before I took my hibernation. Sorry. Sorry I had fun without you. That's okay, because tomorrow after work we could come home and then we could fuck however long you want.